Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun, might see a stray shower or thunderstorm. High today around 85 degrees. Kenosha's clear skies right now in 64, 56 in Burlington. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees in Milwaukee. We are clear, it is 65 degrees. Milwaukee County Transit System bus drivers this morning are back on the job. Their leadership, though, saying they'd like to resume negotiations toward a new contract. That is what came out of an early morning press briefing, and following County Executive Chris Abley announcing that rides today would be free as kind of a makeup for the disruption caused by that 72-hour strike going into the holiday weekend. The bus drivers' union and the county remain at odds over components of a new contract. A violent 4th of July holiday weekend in the Milwaukee area, almost half a dozen people dead, about a dozen shootings, two of the victims killed Saturday alone. The others, including a 27-year-old man sitting in a car Sunday night, and a 14-year-old boy killed just after Milwaukee's lakefront fireworks show.
Certainly can't make any sense of this absurdity, but this is the reality we're confronting.
That's Chief Ed Flynn. At least 80 people murdered in Milwaukee so far this year. In Chicago, police reporting a violent holiday weekend. Some 4 dozen people wounded, 9 killed. Bill Michaels reports on that.
Authorities say a 7-year-old boy who was celebrating the 4th of July with his family was among 3 people who were shot and killed. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says his department has used every resource to get guns off city streets.
Chicago police officers have recovered about 1 illegal gun per hour across our city.
McCarthy blames a lax legal system for the ongoing violence in Chicago. I'm Bill Michaels.
The Racine County District Attorney's Office is going to be reviewing paperwork this morning from Mount Pleasant Police on the arrest of 21-year-old Michael Bareilles for allegedly threatening his father with a knife on Eaton Lane. Responding officers searched the neighborhood, found him on Rapids Drive. During transport to the county jail, Bareilles reportedly moved into a paddy wagon. A release says he was violently thrashing his body inside of the squad car. The arrest charges include reckless endangerment of safety. New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul injured his hands in a fireworks accident over the holiday weekend. The New York Post says he burned the flesh off his palm and fingertips. Now, he still has all of his fingers. The injury is not considered career-threatening. Giants had placed the franchise tag on the 26-year-old Pierre-Paul. He hasn't yet signed that 1-year tender offer at $14.8 million. Fire Sunday morning at 709 Thunderbird Drive in Racine caused about $55,000 in total damage to a home and its contents, plus a garage, but nobody got hurt. That fire began with the garage somehow, flames then spreading to the home nearby. Once city fire crews got to the scene, those flames were extinguished in a fairly short amount of time, the occupant and his dog getting out safely. Well, with so much yet to do this summer, the possibility of somebody having a medical emergency can run pretty high. That's why knowing CPR could literally be a lifesaver. Oak Creek Fire Department paramedic Scott Kasten says cardiac arrest, that can happen anywhere and at any time.
With all the summer activities, you could be out running on a trail in the middle of nowhere and your running partner collapses. You have to have the ability to save that person's life.
He says that people should not be afraid of starting CPR on someone in distress because some level of help is better than none, while adding that it's actually pretty easy to learn. The Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services is going to be asked this week to allow the group Salmon Unlimited to install a loaner life jacket station at the 5th Street boat ramp. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's part of the Kids Don't Float program. And in a letter to the board, Salmon Unlimited member Craig Bender said it's imperative that all boats have appropriately sized life jackets on board. Boaters could use the Kids Don't Float station to get the right size jackets and return them when they return to shore. Salmon Unlimited and the DNR would fund, monitor, and restock the life jackets if necessary. Bender is recommending the station be placed by the kiosk at the boat ramp so boaters could pick up a life jacket when they pay their fee. The program has been available at more than 45 boat launches throughout the state for the past few years. The committee will consider the request at their meeting Wednesday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Milwaukee area pet food maker Stella and Chewy's recalling several of its dinners and treats for dogs and cats because they may be tainted with listeria.
A routine test found listeria in a sample of freeze-dried dinner patties for dogs. The Milwaukee-based company said there have been no reported pet or human illnesses, but it has decided to also issue a recall on a number of products that may have been exposed to the affected lot as well. A complete list of recalled items can be found on Stella and Chewy's website. If you have any of the affected product, it should be returned to the store for a refund or discarded. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
Driving these days, lots of distractions, according to Sergeant Travis Lauer with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Any one little thing can be a problem and can cause an accident.
There are so many things going on right now in the car with in regards to the cell phone, texting and talking on the cell phone in the car, and doing basically everything else but paying attention to your driving itself. All of those things contribute to increase in the probability of a crash.
He says he's seen quite a bit of unusual activity as people are driving, putting on makeup, reading a book behind the wheel. Still the most unusual for him. City Council in Kenosha tonight going to consider reusing local capital improvement dollars from the previously approved expansion of the downtown streetcar system, which may signal an end to that project, for which millions in federal funding will then have to be returned unless used for that specific purpose within the next year. Mayor Keith Bosman's got a resolution on the agenda to remove all funding of the expansion from the CIP plan, which allows aldermanic approval of a measure that essentially halted the project. $8.1 million in federal funding would be removed, $2.8 million in city funding reallocated. Racine Unified School Board's failure to fill a vacancy last Thursday night due to the remaining 8 board members deadlocking on 2 of the 14 candidates 23 times means there's going to have to be another meeting held soon. The board, which could not decide between former panelist Wally Rendon and Mount Pleasant's businessman John Ketz, has until Wednesday to make a decision. Whoever is chosen will take the place of Lisa Parham. She, of course, resigned because of past legal problems. Oh, and former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson says it's going to be vital for Governor Scott Walker to win the state if he wants to claim the presidency. Thompson, of course, ran for president back in 2008, and Governor Walker is now a week away from officially jumping into the crowded GOP presidential field. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, his presidential campaign is going to include a heavy focus on his Midwestern roots. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. Go to the podcast or the local news button on the webpage. You can just get it on our webpage, WRJN.com. Look for the local news section. You've got our news whenever you want it throughout the day. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.